Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, such as
Chris Radio? Ma'am, I can barely hear you.
Oh, so sorry. Can you hear me better now?
No.
I'm so sorry. Let me know if you can hear me now. Can you hear me now better?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to ask you a few questions for a survey. I will be as quickly as possible.
This is a survey in reference to what?
We are just collecting information about issues facing the community and the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you Osbert Alain?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Can you please tell me, just to be sure, we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yeah, definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. Can you please tell me your age?
61.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
You may use
10.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important?
Yes.
Or about the same?
More important.
Would you say somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Yes. Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied? Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I am going to read them for you, and you can say yes or no. Border security?
No.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
Yes.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Yes.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Yes.
Improving K-12 public school education?
Yes.
Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands
yes.
of the wrong people? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
Yes.
Reducing crime?
Yes.
Making college more affordable and forgiving students debt?
Yes.
Combating division and racism, sorry?
Yes.
Protecting abortion rights?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and out of all of these that I said, which two do you think are the most important?
Protecting abortion rights and reducing, make sure that they have the jobs and that people have jobs.
Okay, let me see. 1 second, please. Okay, creating more jobs and raising wages. Will that be the one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a personal organization, please say so. First one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Jill Stein.
0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Democrats in the Congress.
100.
Joe Biden.
100.
Tim Scott.
0.
And Republicans in the Congress.
0.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Not Joe Biden.
Sorry, did you say Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We are halfway through. Thank you for hanging out with me. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Would you say just a lot or just some?
I'll watch the news and yeah.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards?
I can't. Just as policies in terms of Build Back America, Build Back Better, infrastructure bill, that type of stuff.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second to write this down. Were you saying about infrastructure
infrastructure bill, student loan forgiveness, all those stuff, things that are important.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Just a lot? Would you say nothing at all or only a little?
Nothing. I haven't heard anything positive that he's going to do for the country. I know what he said he's going to do in reference to retaliation against people, but not for the country itself.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like to read you what some others have said they believe as threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two: a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities.
Okay, Donald Trump coming back into power, the rise of white supremacy.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. First one is implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Would you say
Joe
Biden much? Okay. Would you say Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden.
Okay, would you say Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, thank you. Securing our borders?
Joe Biden.
Okay, would you say much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better, because it requires the Congress to initiate laws in order to make that better. But if the Republican Congress doesn't do anything, then Joe Biden can't implement anything without laws coming from the Congress.
Okay, thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Joe Biden.
Okay, would you say much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
To protect against it, Joe Biden.
Okay, would you say much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Joe Biden.
Okay, would you say much better or somewhat better?
Much better. They've already started doing that.
Okay, thank you so much. We just have like 20% left. So thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him? Or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make a difference. I'm going to support him.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with another film actress, which mm-hmm. he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally
yes.
speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I believe it was fair. But just like every other American, they go before a jury at 12 and then present the case. He had a chance to defend himself, and the jury voted.
Okay,
that's
so would
American,
you say
that's the system work?
Would you say it's very fair or somewhat fair?
It was fair, very fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
All the time.
Okay, so would you say very often or often?
Yes, very often.
Thank you so much. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of the information? You can choose YouTube, Twitter or X, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, or another one?
Yeah, Facebook and TikTok.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've got a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced. Divorced.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I am liberal about certain things, and I'm conservative about certain things. So I'm somewhere in the middle.
Okay. So would you say moderate?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or every week?
I haven't gone in a couple of months. But I used to go to church, often.
Okay, we have twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half? Hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
There's not many white people in my subdivision.
Okay, so we have less than a house, about a house, hardly any or none?
Hardly any.
Okay, thank you so much. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Urban, suburban.
Okay, thank you so much. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that will be all. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day.
All right, thank you. Bye.